evening and welcome to another Trust the Wizards podcast.
This is very exciting, this. We're actually in a new recording venue.
It's a new studio.
Just round the corner from the Apollo.
Just round the corner from where, in a mere 3 hours' time.
Yeah, less than.
That's the countdown.
2 hours.
Well, they will take two hours, 20 minutes.
All right.
The Mighty Pixies will take the stage.
Yeah.
And we don't know what they're going to do.
Well, I would imagine they'll play about 30 very short, very fast songs, one after the other, saying very little, if in fact nothing between them.
But anyway, let's...
Should you say who's here?
Well, I think Retta had.
Yeah,
my name's Rebel Rickett, and I'm here. I'm joined by the Wizard-in-Chief, Mr. Kicker of Elves.
Yeah, good evening.
And we're very excited to introduce a new friend of the pod,
yeah.
Mr. Terry Bull.
Yeah, Terry Bull, who, of course, we should say before we go any further...
Absolutely, yeah.
...is... the Liverpool cousin, the Scouse cousin of Texas Paul.
Yeah.
So, Terry, nice to see you.
Hello.
Right. He's very Scouse, isn't he?
He's very Scouse.
That accent is almost impenetrable.
You know, I think part of the problem is that the sound's just not getting through that perm.
That could be
that
it.
Permed could tash. Be it.
Cheers for that.
So the Pixies.
Yes.
I mean, well, Terry, let's. What's your role to the Pixies? How did you find this band?
Discovered the Pixies in Glastonbury.
I saw
the Pixies in Glastonbury, where they opened Glastonbury.
That was
89,
yeah.
Was it? 89?
Okay, could be. Yeah,
I think
right,
so.
Yeah.
I think
88 to 89, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was some weekend a long time ago.
Okay.
And they opened Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Any good?
They were fantastic,
yeah.
But they did pretty much... what you said they'd do,
yeah.
What you said they're going to do today,
yeah,
which
but
is
that's what I
they
do.
Stumbled on the stage,
yeah.
Looked terrified when they looked up and saw 250,000 people there,
yeah.
And then bang, 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 bang,
yeah.
Straight through.
Fantastic songs, of course.
Yeah, the whole Doolittle set.
And I'm coming back coming to the Pixies from the same position, because I saw them in Sheffield. Funnily enough, in Sheffield City Hall, this is in 1990,
mm-hmm.
I was there, and so was Garbanzo, and we'd not met, and... Glad to say I didn't meet him then.
Yeah. You've been spurred 20 years of Garbanzo.
I know.
And only now will you be able to suffer that.
But we both shared that experience, and what a fantastic gig that was.
What was he doing in Sheffield, right?
I don't know.
Did you let them out that far?
I don't.
So, my road to Pixies. I'm glad you asked.
You may as well tell us.
I was going to.
Yeah. Well, I've never seen the Pixies.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even know they existed until Doolittle. And then someone made me listen to it. And I couldn't stop listening to that. That's a fantastic record.
It is a fantastic. Monkey Gone to Heaven.
It has. Mm. It has. But the thing is, after Doolittle, didn't they have a bit of a hiatus for a bit? Because I was waiting for the follow-up, nothing seemed to happen.
The Bossa Nova came fairly quickly, didn't it, after Doolittle?
Did it?
Yeah, I think so.
My research suggested...
Oh, right, okay.
There was at least a couple of years.
Oh, is that a hiatus?
It was in my world, because by the time we released the next LP, I'd lost interest again. I didn't listen to it.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah, you do move with the times.
Well, yeah, I was probably on to, I don't know, Dizzy Rascal. Or Tiny Temper by then.
Yeah. Big fan of that sort of music.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, now, the Bossa Nova, I think, was fairly caught on the heels of Doolittle. And then they did one more, Trompe Le Monde, which I think came a little bit... There was more of a gap, probably more than 2 years after that.
I think Trompe Le Monde was quite a lot after, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, two or three years
they were beginning to lose...
And it wasn't as good for me, I'd have to say. They peaked with Doolittle.
Oh, absolutely. But with this band, you can say there's one solid gold classic record. You know, there's not many bands you can say, we've got like songs in between dotted around a 5-year career. There's an absolute Doolittle every single track.
Yeah.
This, of course, not really heard the rest of them, but Doolittle, absolutely solid gold rock classic.
I think you're right, but I would go further than that, because I think actually, if you go back to Surfer Rosa and... Come on, Pilgrim. They're equally all the way through fantastic.
Mm.
The only album that I think a bit patchy would be Trompe Le Monde for me. Bossa Nova I love from beginning to end as well.
Mm.
What do you think, Terry?
Oh, I think Doolittle. Sorry, I think Doolittle was the
the peak.
The peak. That's the one I would judge
no,
the most.
No, we've got to pick up the issue that there's been a boycott, hasn't there?
Well, Garbanzo made it to Sheffield 23 years ago.
Yeah,
can't be asked to come here, can he?
No.
No.
Stayed at home.
Yeah.
And for what, a joke? To make one...
Poor joke.
Poor pun, I think.
Yes, Garbanzo said...
Pun with a small p.
Yeah, and I'm forgetting what it is. It's not Deal or No Deal, is it?
It's not the real deal.
It's not the real deal. That was the deal breaker.
Mm.
Yeah. So you made sort of three jokes.
Well, yeah.
Which was the actual joke?
I think none of which made it a great deal of sense.
He's dealing dumb.
As an excuse for not coming to see Pixies.
Yeah.
And if the listener are wondering what the hell we're talking about, Kim Deal, the bass player of the Pixies, and I didn't realise, she only left this year.
Just before the tour was announced,
3 months ago.
In fact, the tour might have been announced in the same week that she announced that she wasn't going to be part of it.
The day before?
It was very close.
They actually started recording. They were recording their new EP.
EP1. Cleverly named. Yeah.
Highly original title, I thought. But, and she, apparently she, according to the rest of the band, she did just announce it over... After a day after they'd had a barbecue together,
I'd be a bit annoyed about that.
They just went, okay.
luckily for us, so that we don't have to remember lots of new names, the replacement bass player is also called Kim.
Very handy, very considerate.
No idea what her surname is, did you know?
Kim Aswell, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
And what band was she in? You'll know this.
I don't know this one.
No. Do you know?
No.
No. One thing that interests me, though...
I didn't.
Because it was, I read with interest, you know, a bit of my research, that the problem initially with the Pixies was that Frank Black was obviously the creative force, but Kim Deal had lots of ideas. And so the Doolittle being the point at which, you know, the all the planets aligned and made that. And then after that's when the relationship started falling off a bit.
Well, I mean, if you say that, I'm not sure how many Kim Deal written songs are on Doolittle.
Exactly.
She had the ideas,
but he wasn't allowing them to get through, you see. So that was the frustration.
Oh, right, okay.
And do you know how the Pixies split up? How they, the first time round they split up?
By fax.
Oh, you do know?
I did know, yeah. Yeah.
So my chance to look smart...
Because I'm your fax-checking course.
Sure, yes. Because he rang Joey Santiago, rang his split up the band, and then he faxed the other two.
Yeah. That was great.
That's not great.
That's modern technology for you, right there.
Yeah, no, but
we're still human
beings.
Can I just say that when it comes to me leaving the pod, which will happen, I know.
Oh, obviously, yeah.
I'm going to text you.
Text? This is a sort
and
of...
And I'm going to text you without any vowels.
Yeah, that's appropriate. Well, what I'm going to do... I'm not going to text you.
Oh.
On my own Facebook page, I'm going to write a comment that I think you might see.
Your status.
My status update. Again, with no
lone wizard.
Yeah. elves. That'll be it.
Oh, good. I look forward to that.
What are we looking for them to play?
If I don't hear Debaser, I will throw myself off the balcony.
Okay. Oh. And that's a promise. So
so we send them a fax about this.
Yeah. I'll put it in
a text.
Maybe we should fax them now. If you want to see a guy jump off a balcony.
And they've got to play Debaser.
The finale of all finales is going to be...
I'll be getting a little bit nervous as they get towards the last 15 minutes.
We'll be looking expectantly at you.
Looking
at our watches going, and it's time.
We'll say, so technically, you know, when they go for the last, is that when you're going to jump, or is it when they hit the last song?
I'll give them a chance to come back for an encore, obviously.
Okay.
Or three.
Yeah.
You know, and if even if the whole place is emptied, I'm still waiting.
Okay.
But it would be good if you did that, because then we could sing and use This Monkey's Gone to Heaven when you hit the box.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Well, also, this podcast would do a lot better.
Crafty jokes.
Do you think?
They start looking back. What was his last thoughts?
Yes.
They all want to know, wouldn't they?
Well.
For the sake of this podcast.
Yeah, I should just do it anyway.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I want to hear Debaser. What would you want to do?
It's got to be This Monkey's Gone
to Heaven. Of course, yeah.
But also, if they don't play that, I will strip naked and I will run on the stage.
Excellent. We can have a death.
Terrible.
Come on.
I'm not going to do anything. I might actually stand up for my feet if they don't play Isla de Encanta.
Oh, okay. Nice choice.
And so if they don't play, you're going to look up and just stand
and
up and look, and look sideways
and go, Jesus Christ. It never happens to me. I say something like that, and then say it's from cousin from Liverpool.
Good. So I mean, there's loads of songs on here, to be honest. But we should direct our listener to a previous blog on our site about Pixies, which we did.
In a podcast as well. That we went through our Pixies top three.
Well, I think we all brought three to the table, but there's a playlist, there's a Wizards playlist out there of Pixies songs.
There is,
which is definitely worth hearing.
Yeah, because I seem to remember we all picked three, and I didn't really know anything off Doolittle.
You just chose three from one album. Yeah.
I did, yeah.
That's fine.
It's fine. Well, it was within the rules.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
I think implicit within the rules is that you knew all the rest of them, but no.
No.
Not explicit.
But, you know, the great thing is they've got such a great back catalogue that if they're going to play 30 songs, they're bound to be great, for me. Yeah. I mean, interestingly, they're at a point now where they've released this EP, which had four new songs on it. I would say that I particularly like, well, I like one very much, which was What Goes
Cindy
Boom.
One. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then there's that Indie Cindy, which is alright.
Yeah.
And then there are two other ones which I think are probably more growers, which haven't...
You know, time to grow.
No. But even if they play all that, that's another 26 songs I can play, because they play at least 30 songs, I suppose.
Yeah. And they don't last very long, quite a lot of these.
No, and they tend to play them quicker.
For an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Then probably going to get quite a back catalogue.
Yeah.
And what you said, they're on for an hour and a half. You said that they look scared. I wonder if they're still going to look scared. You said they play them faster as well.
I don't think they look scared anymore. I think they're fairly cool.
I'm not sure they'll play as frenetically or with much energy did I hope they do. I've heard some sort of slowed down versions of Doolittle songs.
Really?
We don't want any acoustic.
No.
Wasn't interested.
No. None of that. No. I want them fast, I want them loud, I want them totally ignoring the audience.
Yeah.
On, bang, 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 off.
No, I quite like the little bow scene, because last time I saw them, after every song he'd do this quick bow.
Right.
And sometimes you forget and come back and do the bow and then start again.
Which does make you wonder, if they're so cool, what's he doing bowing and kowtowing to the audience?
No, I don't want bowing. No. In fact, last time I saw them, they performed the first song behind a curtain. I wouldn't mind if they did the whole thing behind
the
curtain.
No, I like that, because there was no airs and graces. It was kind of, you know...
Yeah.
Tar.
Thanks. Thanks for listening. Thanks
groveling.
Again.
You know, he's grovelling.
I bet he doesn't.
Not needy about it.
Right, okay, so the countdown, it's ticking down.
Oh, yeah.
Now about 2 hours and 5 minutes, I think.
From stage time.
From walk-on time.
Yeah.
We should mention as well, there is a sport band on.
Yeah, I can't remember the call.
The Jezebels.
Ah, yeah.
The Jezebels.
Now, you did a bit of research on these.
Very tiny bit of research. I saw their Facebook page.
Yeah.
And well, either last night or the last gig they played, they were playing with Demesh Pod.
Demesh Pod. They're not as big as Depeche Mode.
A tribute band to Depeche Mode.
Well, I don't know how big they are, this Demesh Pod, but 20,000 people at the gig.
Wow.
So it suggested that the tribute's actually
really
well.
I mean, large crowds gather everywhere. We saw a large crowd outside the gig yesterday.
Panic at the Disco.
Panic at the Disco. Who were they?
What a dreadful band.
I've not heard anything about it. Well, in fact, that's not true. I heard a 10-second snippet that you played me on your phone of a band which probably wasn't them.
But it was on their website.
Yeah, I don't like them.
Terrible band.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, shall we end on a quiz?
Have you got a quiz for us?
Okay. Sort of. Well, Terry, what do you think? End on a quiz?
Yeah, we'll end with a quiz, but I don't like questions, you know.
Why is that?
Reminds me of the police station. That's all I'm going to say on it. Without a phone call, I'm not saying no more.
Yeah, well, and it's the Scouse way, isn't it?
It is. It's a way of life. You don't choose it, but you make the best of it.
You're born into it. Okay, who's singing on the song La La Love You? Oh, come on, look. He doesn't know. He doesn't
Black
know.
Black Francis?
Well, it's not going to be, is it? If it's... So it's not Kim Deal. It's not a female vocal.
La La Love You. The listener's getting bored. Come on. Just answer the question.
No,
you.
I've no idea.
I'll go for Love Ring.
Oh, you bastard. Yeah, that's it. It's David Lovering. Oh, that's a 1 point to you. Okay, so...
I knew that.
Did you?
Yeah, just wasn't going to say. That's like I said.
Yeah, give nothing away. So, Black Francis.
Yeah.
If you met Black Francis today, would you call him Black Francis?
It's Frank Black.
No, it isn't. No. It's open,
it's
Terry.
No, I don't know. It's not his real name.
It's something the third.
I don't know.
Is his name...
He's a clue, Billy.
Frank Francis?
No.
No, it's not even Francis.
Nowhere near Francis. Well, a clue. I know what. A fella in the Liverpool team, centre-half, Phil.
Thompson?
Yes. It's not that name.
That's a great clue, that, isn't it?
But it's Thompson.
Yeah.
It's Charles Thompson.
That's right.
And that's what he goes...
But the third.
If you like.
No, I do like.
If you like.
No, I'm claiming a point for that.
Very good.
A third of a point.
Okay. Man is five and the devil is six. Mm. What do Joey Santiago and David Lovering think that means?
God is seven.
God is seven.
Yeah, but why? Why is Man 5, why is the Devil 6?
Because God is 7.
No. No, that's not a reason. That's just what the lyric says.
Oh, right.
Why?
Why is Man 5 and what?
If Man is 5 and the Devil is 6...
Yeah, well, the Devil's 6, there's 666, the number of the Devil.
Yeah, but what do they think it is?
Do they think it's something different?
Well,
have they been interviewed by this?
Yeah.
Oh, well, God knows what they think about it in their drug-addled state. They could think anything, couldn't they?
But they specifically think they've got no idea.
That's what I said.
Can I just say, that is possibly the worst quiz question I've ever heard.
That's what I said.
You say that, Terry.
I said.
You say that.
I said that. You know, if my name's not terrible.
I said that.
I said, that's what I said.
You stick to your silence. Get in trouble here. Right, okay, so, which was the hit single that went missing in action?
Oh, M.I.A.
No. I'll give you a clue, it's still Doolittle related.
It's bound to be, isn't it?
It's all I know.
Missing in action.
So they were going to release a single from Doolittle and didn't?
No.
Okay, Here Comes Your Man was a single, wasn't
it? No! Oh, that's the answer. Oh. Yes, they said, we played it for years and never recorded it, and then we put it out. We never played it on tour, he laughs. And the only reason is why, because it's really a pop song. Mm. So it was cooler not to do it than to do it. Mm. It wasn't until our reunion in 2004 that we started playing it again.
Oh, that's interesting.
That is interesting, isn't it? Yeah. So that's technically a quiz question, isn't it?
That's a proper quiz question. Funnily enough, we were just at Kicker's place, and Terry, I say admiring, he's probably trying to pinch it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I was having a look at the 12-inch Pixies singles there, and there was a Here's Your Man. Here's Your Man, single for one.
Yeah.
Where is it now?
I don't know where it is now.
I don't know where it is now. I was in the same room, but that's nothing to do with where it's gone now.
Okay. Yeah. Probably best to move on, Drew. And what song can we should play mid-pod?
All right, well, I think...
To warm us up.
Since we've got a guest, I think we should let our guest choose a piece of...
Yeah. Planet of Sound
it is, and it's countdown, just 2 hours to go.
Quack.
2 hours to go to the Pixies, and now we're going to hear...
Planet of Sound. Terry Bull, and they weren't.
Yay!
Yes, we're back, boys. What a gig that is. Can I just say, before we go any further, I can't hear one fucking thing at the moment.
No, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Neither can I.
A beautiful deafness.
Yeah. Pardon?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shall we go right back to the beginning of the evening?
Well, let's.
Because we've just seen, obviously, the Pixies.
Pixies?
Pixies.
Okay. Pixies.
Yes.
But before that, we saw Jezebel.
Well, we did for a while.
I don't know if we stopped for the whole of the Jezebels.
No, it doesn't ring a bell to me.
No. Well, there's plenty of bells ringing here.
What can you say about Jezebels?
I think she was like a Sean Kate Bush with rickets.
Now, you say rickets, that's an interesting observation.
Yes.
What give you the thought that she had rickets?
Well,
the bone-wasting disease from the 1930s.
Yes, indeed. Well, very much her stance. I think you could fit the Mersey Tunnel through her legs there.
Yeah, just you know, yeah, I see what you mean. Not in that way.
Well,
her knees were going.
Legs akimbo.
Yeah, her knees were going, I was saying. Yeah. I thought she was, it reminded me of Texas, and I fucking hate Texas.
We like Texas Paul.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Your cousin. My cousin.
Yeah, he's your cousin. Yeah. We like him. But the rest of Texas, the band with Shirley What's-Her-Face in.
The Scottish band that call themselves Texas for some unknown reason.
Yeah. I thought the only good thing about them is that they didn't have a bass player. That means I only had to hate three people instead of five.
Let's move on from them, because I think we've seen one of the best gigs of the year there.
I wouldn't necessarily go against that. Although, I should have one more thing to say about Jezebels.
Oh.
It was like Miranda on vocals. And you know,
is that it?
Yeah, it wasn't like
that. That wasn't working in Batfall, was it?
Okay. Fucking YouTube, play the. I don't know, okay. No, I had nothing more to say
about it. I'm glad you made those copious notes.
As it turned out, nothing whatsoever to say about it. Yeah. So then the Pixies came up.
Pixies did, yeah.
That band.
Yes.
Pixies came up. First impressions of it?
Well, I have to say, at one stage, Terry turned to me and said, you know, it's like they've never been away. And I think that sums up. They were superb.
They were, weren't they?
Yeah.
I thought what interests me is that the audience is really young.
Yeah, there were some young ones there.
That was one hell of a wild mosh pit they had going.
Ah, no, but didn't you just feel old? Because we were on the balcony.
The balcon?
Yeah, the balcon.
Is that two balconies or something?
We were on the balcony and we had a good view of the mosh pit.
Yes.
And I think for our sanity and health, it was just as well that we were where we were. Can I just say as well that we are here very much all still alive and all fully clothed?
It was a close-run thing. If you remember in the first half of this podcast, we... Kicker rashly said that he would jump off the balcony if they didn't play Debaser. Mm. And I said I'd get naked and run on the stage if they didn't play This Monkey's Gone to Heaven.
Yes.
And a good hour in, there was no sign of it.
No, you were both looking a bit worried.
Yeah. No, I was tense all the way through until they played Debaser.
I was all excited. I knew they'd play. I thought I knew they'd play it.
Yeah, well, you see,
I started thinking of strategies of A, how to back out, or B, how to actually do it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, well, they played everything we wanted to hear, didn't they?
Oh yeah.
They played. Terry, what did you want to hear?
Isla de Encanta.
And they played that. That was the first one of our songs they played, actually, wasn't it?
And Planet of Sound, which they
finished with.
Ah.
This is still ringing in my head right now.
The first thing that hit me was Ed is Dead.
Yes.
And I thought the lighting was curious.
I thought the lighting was very good.
Well, it was good in the sense if you didn't want to see the band.
Yeah, no, but it wasn't that effective, though, you know, with the sort of the purples and... It was silhouettes on the stage. I really liked that.
There was one part where I was trying to take video there and I couldn't see them.
Couldn't see any of them?
No.
I think that's great. I don't want to see a band. No, they're a bunch of old blokes and a gorgeous young woman. okay, so we could see her, but we don't need to see them.
I was quite impressed with the fact that they were that bald.
Yes, yeah, they're very bald, were they?
No, yeah.
Proudly bald.
Fantastically bald, yeah. I mean, they're quite cool and bald as well.
I think it's making bald cool.
Well, bald's never been out of fashion as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, okay.
Very much embrace it.
I think another early highlight for me was Nimrod's Son, which had everybody singing along to that catchy little chorus there.
And the catchy little chorus was?
You are the son of incestuous union.
One, yeah. Two, three, then.
And I think this was a line in that song. Cock in the cocktail? You put the cock in the cocktail?
No, that was a different song, I think.
Was it? The son of his incestuous union, because the first one, the son of a mother fucker.
Yes, yeah, so we can say that, can't we?
Well, I think so.
We shouted that very loudly.
Yeah. Well, that was a sing-along. Unfortunately, that was the first time, so when it came to the second one, I was singing the wrong lyrics.
Yeah, you hadn't realised that it had changed.
Once again.
Yeah. But then the hits kept coming.
Well, what I noticed was that they crammed all the Doolittle sort of into the middle section.
Couple of new songs,
yes,
and I thought they fitted in quite well into the set. No,
well, you've got to say the Doolittle songs for me are a bit cleverer than than really most of the stuff they played. And this was, it was like a real sonic attack.
Yes!
On some of them. And that was fantastic, particularly in the live environment.
Yes.
At one point, you turned to me and you were sort of getting blown backwards by the intensity of it.
Joey Santiago
was
the star of the show for me.
I'd agree with you, and it was amazing. But I think that gig place likes lead guitarists.
Yeah. Well, it was Loud for Mott, wasn't it? And
because Mick Ralph sort of, I said, stole the show.
Yeah.
He stole all the fucking sound in the show. And similarly, Joey was really loud. Terry.
Yeah.
What were you saying about Joey?
I think it was interesting for me. Joey was given free rein a bit to you know, relax a bit.
He was here, particularly was it in the encore. He was given so much free rein, he started playing the guitar without the guitar.
Yes.
Yeah, with
it was
his
a non-guitar guitar solo.
How did he do that?
That was great, wasn't it?
Well, but he had so many pedals on the floor.
Right. Did he just stick the
He stuck the jack in his mouth.
Yes.
And played his pedals.
That very much was a highlight for me.
It was.
That was during Vamos, wasn't it? Which I thought worked out particularly well.
Black Francis was sitting back, like, nodding happily like a proud father. Isn't he good? Isn't he? Yeah. Isn't he good, eh?
Well,
That's what I got.
Listening to that band play all those songs, okay, they're all, not all, but mostly old songs. But you've got to think, they still sound incredibly contemporary. And, you know, if you want to go and see a rock band, go and see Pixies.
Yeah.
Who else are you going to want to see? Panic at the fucking Disco? I don't think so.
I would sincerely hope not.
Yeah.
By the way, we let it take it to a more pedestrian level, right? The standing policy. Now, you know, the young people...
old bastard!
This is a perfect family gig, this, isn't it? You put your children downstairs, they go fucking mad.
Yeah.
They, you know, and I noticed quite a bit of people, not stage diving.
Crowd surfing.
Road surfing.
Yeah.
And then, I noticed they did. When they got to the front, they fell into the pit at the front. And then the security took them round and put them back at the back, and they worked their way into the front. Fantastic, no problem at all with that.
Yeah.
So, but upstairs, obviously.
But us oldies.
You can say that. No, my strategy was, right, I'll sit down and rock in my own way for a good hour.
Yes.
And then probably for the second hour, you know, probably more hits on, and then I'll get up and I'll probably make a lot of shapes.
Throw
a few shapes. But after 20 minutes, there's two ponces in front of me. Just stand up. They still, you think, right, okay, they'd said to each other, no.
Yeah.
And they both got up, and you thought, oh...
Well, he wouldn't have minded. No,
probably.
That's the thing, wasn't it?
Because I give you a tambourine and we shall overcome all those. They were rocking gently to Isla de Encanta, for Christ's sake.
Yeah,
you know, how do you do that?
Totally inappropriate.
Achievement,
inappropriate standing.
And the thing is, I give that relationship 2 months because there was no communication.
No.
Yeah, they did it for one song, and then I thought, fair enough, you've made a bad decision.
Sit down.
Now you're too embarrassed to sit down.
That's right, yeah.
So they're
and did you notice that there's a bit more space between them? After that, they're thinking, I just don't know what to do.
One of them's got to go first.
Yeah. Oh, they've got to speak to each other. Just communicate.
Mind, but if she'd have had more than one move, all she did was sort of shake her head twice this way, shake her head twice this way.
Yeah. You know? It was like Stevie Wonder, really, wasn't it? Watching the back of Stevie.
Absolutely. And the thing is, and then
Stevie Wonder with Whiplash.
When security came and did something in our aisle, you know, I was tempted to say, oh, come on, get him to sit down. But I mean, that is just so... What a bore.
Yeah.
What a bore I would be if I did that.
Well, to be fair, we stood up.
Yeah, we stood up instead. But not before I'd thrown a coin at them.
Yeah. Which took me back to Elland Road, actually.
Yeah.
Did you actually do that?
Yeah, I threw a coin at them.
Well, you say through, you gently lobbed. It was very much like you were offering them money to sit down.
Yeah, it sort of was. And even worse than that, I had to wait. After a song, all the lights went out. And I thought, well, I'll lob it on now.
Yeah.
And it hit the girl, but she didn't notice.
No, because it was so gentle.
It was pathetic, really.
The really pathetic thing, of course, was the fact that you then scrabbled over three chairs in front of you to get it back.
Hey, that was 20 pence, that. I thought I'd thrown a penny.
Yeah.
It was 20 pence piece.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, green lasers.
Yes, I like green lasers.
Like that a lot.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about, it was quite an austere light show, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then when all the lights went down, and they were shooting green lasers into the audience...
Yeah.
Very nice.
We should actually say, just talking to the things within the venue, we should say that where we were this evening did not smell a piss.
I think, obviously, the Apollo Theatre listened to the podcast on Sunday Obviously, call them out, you know, for stinking of piss.
Yeah.
And they've dealt with it.
They have, yeah.
They've dealt with it, all that.
It was a very, very pleasant odour until you let rip.
Yeah, well, but, you know, it's that McDonald's and this lifestyle we've got at the moment of five gigs, you know.
Other fast food chains are available.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, in case we get sued.
But that was a superb gig. I think I loved it from minute it started to the minute it ended with Pixies, and I just hope that they write a load of really good songs that makes them want to tour again and keep going, because they were brilliant.
Yeah, I thought they were.
I hope they write another Doolittle.
Yeah, so do I, but I don't really care about that as long as they keep touring. And it's like Springsteen, isn't it? His new albums are a bit shit, but he plays all the songs that we really like, and it's a fantastic show. Pixies play for 2 hours.
Non-stop,
which we anticipated.
Yeah.
And it was a superb gig. Superb.
And I think the exit was a quality exit.
Oh, yeah.
So they played for an hour and 45 minutes, and it all went dark, and then Black Francis, or whatever he likes to call himself, Charles Thompson, whatever.
The third.
Strode to the front of the stage and just stood there.
And stared.
Yeah. And stared.
He soaked it up.
He did.
As if to say, we are Pixies.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Well,
all it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was that. And he deserved the adoration, didn't he?
He did. And Joy similar. I mean, to be fair, Joy was the star because he'd already done that. He'd done his procession around the front of the stage with the guitar.
Machine gunning
the guitar into the crowd.
Fantastic.
And then, curiously, put the guitar back on but facing himself.
Yes, was that brilliant?
Well, it sounded all right. I didn't know if it did any... I don't know if it helped matters.
Do you think he meant to do that?
Yes, I do, yeah. I think he was fully in control of that noise, which is why he's such a star.
I think he was in control of the noise, but I don't think he meant to actually put the guitar on the wrong way around.
I think he did.
Okay.
Anyway.
The controversy rages.
Have we got anything else to say, or should we play a Pixies song?
Ah, but which Pixies song?
Well, I know you hear Monkey Goes to Heaven.
I do, but I mean, you know, it has been played a lot.
Can we play Nimrod's Son?
Nimrod's Son?
Nimrod's
Terry?
Son.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Motherfucker, 1, 2, 3, 4, let's go, man.